And welcome to the Sportscast, June 29th, 2018. Late breaking news. LeBron James declines $35.6 million player option with Cleveland Cavaliers. He will become a free agent. And we got George Montoya on the Sportscast. Welcome. What do you think about the late breaking news?
Well, I mean, it's kind of obvious he's going to do that. There's no surprise to me. I mean, there's no way he's going to stay in Cleveland. I mean, no matter how much money, he's going to get the same amount of money anywhere else anyway. And it's not a shocker by all means, but now it's really just a question of what team is he going to join.
Yeah, and it's. I mean, I've been hearing the Lakers, you know, for the past 2 weeks. You think he's going to L.A.?
Well, obviously that's a possibility, but they're actually Lakers are just willing to take anyone to improve their team. So they're after. I mean, what I'm hearing, they're after Leonard, James, and Paul George, the three big guys. You know, everyone's going to go after this summer. But I think it really comes down to like who gets picked up first. For example, LeBron goes there first, and then changes everything else for everyone else, or Paul George gets there, you know what I mean? So it really comes down to which guy says, all right, you know what, well, which team? Because even the Spurs are getting trade offers for Leonard. So it really comes down to which gets signed first for either team, and then everything else has fallen in place, you know?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. It's still early on. Free agency starts on Sunday, so things are going to get really, really crazy. NBA is all going west, apparently, but we'll see what happens. Now back to the main event of the summer, the World Cup 2018 Russia. The round of 16 has begun. George, give me a quick summary of what you thought about the first round.
Well, I mean, it was the group stage. I mean, it was pretty wild. I mean, you know, a lot of upsets, you know, a lot of, you know, teams just not showing up, you know, like Germany and Mexico kind of struggled in the end, and Argentina barely making it, you know, and so it's been a wild kind of, it's been an unpredictable kind of thing, you know. I mean, well, there's some teams obviously like Portugal and Uruguay, you know, they're going to pass a group pretty easily, in Belgium and England, you know, but those groups are kind of easy to predict. But the other ones basically were just kind of people going at it, and players, you know, players, even some players getting hurt, you know, and it's been a great World Cup so far.
Yeah, the biggest surprise from the first round was Germany getting eliminated. So it will make the World Cup wide open.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, "Oh, they're the world champions," but I'm like, "Well, it's 4 years ago, man. 4 years, a lot of players that were in their prime back then are not in their prime now. You know, a lot of new players are still getting pretty young. You know, so I don't really ever really enough." The stats also say that, you know, I think three World Cups in a row, the ones who won it have been eliminated in the group stage. So it's never a guarantee.
Not a guaranteed. Every team that's won it in the past, the four World Cups, has usually got eliminated in the group stage, except for Brazil in 2006. They got eliminated in the quarterfinals, which they were in a better position than get eliminated in the group stage.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I kind of saw Germany struggle. I knew they were going to struggle in the World Cup just because the first couple games before the World Cup started, they just didn't look good, man. I mean, granted, they didn't have all their main guys, but they had like, at least like 80% of them on the field. They just looked so off. So, I mean, I did expect them to make it out of the group stage, but I just didn't think that they were going to make the final four. I thought they were going to just... I just knew, like, no way. Germany just started off so bad. It was just very hard, like momentum and all that. You know, you have to struggle to win, get games in the beginning, and it's going to be very hard to continue that in the end, you know?
Yeah. Anyways, let's get started with the round of 16 predictions. I'm going to name the game. We'll talk about it, and we'll see who wins. First match of the round of 16, FIFA World Cup 2018 Russia, Uruguay versus Portugal. Who do you think will win?
It's funny because this is the one where it's kind of an odds and stuff. Again, the odds is kind of a toss-up. Right? It's kind of like it's going to be like, they put it to be like a 1-0 game, and like it go either way. Originally, I, before the World Cup started, you know, I predicted them two teams to actually play each other. I would say Portugal easily, but now after seeing the group plays and Portugal kind of struggling, Uruguay hasn't allowed a goal yet. But they played against really bad teams, so it's kind of hard to judge them. But I would give the edge slightly to Uruguay, I think.
Me too. I think Uruguay has a complete team. Portugal does have Cristiano, but I don't think it's enough for Portugal to get over. But it is a tough game either way. France, Argentina. Argentina is dysfunctional. I heard in their last game against Nigeria that the players were coaching themselves and that the manager Sampioli lost the locker room. So it was pretty much, I heard Messi, Mascherano were coaching the team, and they were telling him, hey, you know, sub this guy out, sub in. So, and France is a little bit of a good team, but they haven't notched the first gear. Who do you think will win?
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, France look pretty, just kind of, I don't know, they just haven't gotten it together. They're not, the midfield with their forwards haven't really connected. Argentina, obviously, it's struggled the whole way. They got in really lucky, very, very lucky to get in. On paper, I mean, on talent-wise, obviously, you would pick France. They have they're loaded, but, I mean, Argentina, I mean, maybe they have a fire, you know, maybe they got that fire in them. Like, you know what, I mean, it's time now to make a run. So I would still say France, but I wouldn't be surprised Argentina pulls the upset in a way, you know?
Yeah, I really think that I think France is going to win it. I really do think France is going to win that game. Argentina's weak, but they do have Messi. But we'll see what happens. Brazil, Mexico. Now, you know, like these two teams have some history. Mexico has beaten Brazil on certain occasions, but not in the World Cup. What are you thinking is going to happen?
Well, I think this is an easy win for Brazil, man. Mexico was, I think, was always hyped up against Germany. Come on, Germany was, they lost to North Korea. I mean, come on. South Korea. And come on, like, that wasn't a big victory. It was 1-0 anyway. So, like, Mexico got exposed against Sweden, and I think Brazil's going to just easily beat them. Brazil is just explosive offensively. Yeah, I think Brazil easily wins this game.
Yeah, I can see Brazil 2-3-0 for this match. I think Brazil is playing good. Like, they're playing first gear. Costa Rica, they were struggling, but after that game, for like the Serbia game, they went first gear, and I think they looked good. Paulinho with that goal. So I'm really feeling good about Brazil. If Brazil had to win the World Cup, this would not be a bad time, especially now that Germany's out. Belgium and Japan, should we even go over this?
Yeah, it's kind of Belgium is going to destroy Japan. I mean, Japan really shouldn't have made it through, but they got lucky throughout the World Cup, and not only in the beginning against Colombia, but then against Senegal with the yellow cards, you know, because Senegal was obviously the better team. But
FIFA
Japan,
fair play.
I mean, that's the thing, they went to Japan.
Yeah, FIFA fair play. We'll just touch on this a little quick. I mean, what'd you think about that tiebreaker? Obviously, you know, first goes with points, and if that's not, I mean, if it's tied up, they go to goal difference. It was tied up. Japan had better FIFA fair play points against Senegal. Do you think that's the best way to do a tiebreaker?
I don't think it's a bad way, but so I know this is the first year they've done that, right? So, What was the alternative? Like, if there wasn't fair play, what was the other option?
Back in the day, it was flip a coin.
Oh, that's just crazy. I think it's better to fair play. Flip a coin, come on, man, that's just messed up. I mean, I think now in the future, teams are going to be more careful of, you know, just playing a lot, you know, less aggressive and not making as many stupid fouls, you know. And I think it was fair. I mean, fair play, I think. It was fair. It's better. I think I'd rather play for that than just a flip of a coin, you know, for a World Cup.
Yeah, I agree. And to be honest, you know, hey, you know, do less tackles, you know, be more friendlier on the field. But and Belgium is one of my top two teams that I saw during like the first round. I thought Belgium and Croatia were my top two that I think that I really think that looks good.
Yeah, right now in the CBS rankings for all the rest of the teams are left, they got Belgium number one, Brazil number two, England three, Uruguay four, and then Croatia five. And it's funny because Belgium and Brazil are going to most likely meet each other, you know, in the second and quarterfinals. And that's going to be like, you know, we'll see how Belgium is a real deal or not, because Belgium obviously hasn't played that many great teams. So we'll see. We'll see. That's going to be a great game, I think, Belgium-Brazil. And that's funny because they have to play each other early on. I mean, that could easily be the final two in that bracket, but they're going to play each other a lot earlier.
You're right. That game, I might say this too prematurely, but that game could be the determination of the finalist.
Yeah, I mean, we'll talk. I guess we could talk afterwards, like the finals predictions.
Yeah, I mean, I have to see Portugal. Like the one team that I really need to see, watch out, is Portugal, how they do against Uruguay, and see if they go. Same for France, but I have to really eye on those two teams. On the other side of the bracket, which they say is the easiest bracket, let's start with Spain, Russia. I call it the scrimmage.
Yeah. I was not going to lie. I was a little biased on Russia early on because they're playing so well, you know, home crowd and everything. But then really, in reality, was, look, man, they're playing against really bad teams and you got destroyed by Uruguay. So I was like, all right, they're not going to miss. They have no chance.
Yeah, I think Uruguay Spain, game obviously, was pretty much an indicator of what they're about.
Yeah. Granted, they had Golovin was, I don't think, their best player on the bench, but I don't think he'll make that much of a difference. I think he's a great player, but yeah, I mean, I think Spain does. I don't know about this yet. I think they're gonna have a trouble. They're gonna have a trouble after Russia. They're gonna have some trouble, but they're saying Spain's gonna make the finals like so easily. They're saying Spain's gonna knock that knot. And I'm like, I don't know, man. This World Cup, nothing's for sure, you know.
Yeah, nothing's for sure, but you're right about that. I think from this side of the bracket, obviously Spain will go through. Spain, like the group performance, I wasn't impressed, to be honest. I think their best game was Portugal, but that was a tie 3-3. And against Iran and Morocco, it wasn't too convincing. They do have Diego Costa up top. I think they haven't fully utilized them. The team has potential. They're not in first gear yet. I haven't seen it. Maybe in the first game I saw a little bit of it. But after that, I haven't seen them in first gear. So we'll see how Spain goes.
It's the same thing as Portugal. They played their best against Spain. So then they struggled the rest of the way. That's the thing. Like, maybe they play better against better teams. And I think that's what's going on with, like, even France and stuff like that. Those teams are just, like, coasting through. And then now they have to really play. And then they won't really see what they're about. And also, they're saying that Spain might actually use two forwards coming up. They're going to have Aspas there with Costa, so they can help them out. So I think that'll be they should try that out against Russia. If they win 5-0, then they're going to probably keep that, you know?
It's a good time to experiment. That would be the best game to experiment. Next match, Croatia-Denmark. I'm going for Croatia. I don't know about you.
Hey, man, Croatia's been playing well. I think, you know, we could say, granted, they had an easy bracket, you know, and Argentina wasn't playing that well. But I don't know, man. Denmark is one of those teams that kind of reminds me of Sweden. They just kind of stick around, you know. They're just kind of good defense, you know, solid play. And, you know, they're Eriksson, man. They're a midfielder player. He's a great player. So I would say Croatia, but I don't think it's that big of a, like, lead. I don't think it's like, oh, it's a lockdown of Spain against Russia, you know. They're going to, you know, Croatia's going to win easily. I think Denmark still has a chance, but maybe they go to penalties. Maybe that's the only way Denmark can pull off a win. They got lucky, but yeah, Croatia should be able to win that.
Sweden, Switzerland. Sweden is the team that knocked out the Dutch in the World Cup qualifiers. They knocked out Italy, and they like knocked out Germany. Is Sweden going to beat Switzerland? And they could be a dark horse. I can see them going deep.
It's actually split. It's kind of similar to like Uruguay and Portugal game. They're all kind of split on who's going to make it. Sweden has a better, I think, defense, and Switzerland has a better offense. So it's going to be one of those things of what's going to break first. It's hard to predict this, man. I really tell you the truth, but I guess if you would go, I would probably go Switzerland. I think they have a little bit more firepower, but I wouldn't be surprised if Sweden pulls the upset. You know,
I, th- th- think Sweden's going to pull that off. I think Sweden's got this in the bag. And lastly, on this side of the bracket, the only South American on this side of the bracket, Colombia versus England. Like I was saying on the previous cast, I think Colombia could beat England, but England has Harry Kane. What are your thoughts?
Okay, I want to try not to be biased from Colombian, but I've been thinking about it a lot. First off, the number one question obviously is James, if he's going to play or not. I think if James doesn't play, we're in a huge disadvantage. I mean, obviously England is the favorite, and I think they should be.
I think either way, James will not be 100% if he plays or not.
True, but hey, man, I'll take a 50% James with no James. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where I'll take 50% James. I'll take, you know, half of him. Then who's going to replace him? And I don't think Colombia is that deep in their bench, really. So I don't really think like anyone else that plays, you know, could actually do better than him.
I don't know what you saw, but I thought Quintero was as good as James. I think, I mean, he's also a playmaker. He's, I mean, apparently the backup to James. But I think, you know, have him playing. I mean, I think he's good enough to replace him, to be honest.
Well, yeah, yo, he's playing great. I mean, but the thing is, we're playing with both of them. I mean, they're both starting, so we still need somebody else to help Quintero, you know. So it's no brainer. Yeah, Quintero's still going to be playing. He was supposedly the backup in the first game, but now he's been playing so well, he's going to be starting. Also, with James play, they're both going to be together. But another thing that people were arguing about, like all the analysts and stuff, they're like, you know what? England is kind of getting a little bit like confident, saying, oh, they're going to go to the easier side of the bracket, and you know they're going to overlook Colombia, and they're going to just go and coast through. But they're saying that, look, what was easier, Japan or Colombia? Obviously, they're saying that Colombia, even without James, they're better than Japan. And even when they had 10 men, they're better than Japan. So they're like, you should just take in that first game and make sure you win that game, because if England ends up losing to Colombia, they're gonna be going after that decision they made for resting out of the pledge.
Yeah, and to be honest, I think Colombia having Jerry Mina, which he has the most goals in the team already, I think he's a secret weapon. I think if you have a set piece or a corner, you have that guy right near the goal, because his height and everything, height advantage. I think he saved the Colombia. I mean, well, he did save Colombia actually, because he initiated like the goal against Poland, and he won the game right against Senegal. But having him, secret weapon.
Yeah, that was one of the big question marks, because I never really heard much about Mina. I did see him a little bit in the qualifiers. Wasn't sold on him yet, but he stepped up huge. Him, Mojica have been playing good defense. Obviously, Quintero has been playing well, and Cuadrado has done what he's always done. I think obviously England had a little edge there, man. They're more rested than Colombia. Colombia has to had to fight hard in all three matches to make it out of the group. Kind of circumstances kind of dictated that to happen, but I think it's a tough one. I think it's not a. I don't think England has the edge everyone thinks they do. But you know, it's gonna be exciting, man. I'm going for Colombia, but
you know,
I don't expect us to dominate.
You think Falcao has showed up?
Who? Falcao?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's played. I think he's given us everything he's got. You can't compare him to the pre-injury Falcao in his prime. It's just not going to happen. But I think what he's given us, especially in the first half, he does really well. In the second half, he kind of slows down, and you can tell his legs are tired. But, I mean, like I said, Colombia does not have a deep bench. Their forwards are pretty bad. Falcao is our best player in the front line. So, yeah, he's going to continue to play. You know, usually you'll get rest in the second half, or, like, you know, he'll get out 70th minute and put in Baca in there or something. But, I'm happy the way he's played.
Yeah, I agree. I think England has the edge with Harry Kane, but obviously I think England's going to underestimate Colombia. It's going to be a closer game match. Might be penalties. We'll see. But it's going to be, I think for both opponents, it might be their first true opponent, you know? So it's going to be an interesting World Cup. I mean, if Colombia's out, that side of the bracket will be the Euro Cup. So.
another thing, too, is you would say Colombia is more, like, battle-tested than England, because England has an easy kind of way to there. So Colombia is more like they're kind of like, they might be more tired, but they've been like through so much up and down, yeah, the World Cup, and they've been fighting hard in every game. I think they're ready to play against anyone. England, otherwise, they fell asleep, man, and they go down 1-0. I think it's one of those games where whoever scores first wins. So let's just hope Colombia gets that first goal, and then like England is going to have to go, like, you know, wake up and try to fight, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And we're going to see. I mean, I would like to see more Falcao, to be honest. I really think he needs to step it up a little bit. Now that we think James might not play, I've been hearing if and then, but I think it would be probable. I think he's going to go out there limping no matter what. But I think it's going to be, it's going to be a close match. But other than that,
But the key for Colombia, though, is their midfield. And that's the thing. Falcao can't do much if they're not getting the balls to him. And I think Quintero has to, you know, play even harder. But I feel like if James is not playing, he needs that extra player in there to help. And Cuadrado really just attacks from the, you know, from the wing. So, like, yeah. And our midfield in the middle struggled a lot last game. When James got out, we struggled a lot. We got better in the second half, but that's our defense is solid. You know, Falcao does his thing, Cuadrado does his thing on the side. Now we in the middle is kind of our thing. I think Senegal, I hope that, you know, they exposed Colombia. What, you know, they took out Cuadrado on the side over there and they cluttered the midfield. And that's kind of the way where Colombia struggles. And I think that's something that if England does that, we're going to have a very tough time to beat them, you know?
Yeah. And to be honest, you're right. Colombia did, you know, was in a tougher group, Group H. I think Group H was the group of death, to be honest. Them and maybe Group F with Germany and Mexico. But, yeah, I think Colombia is more battle-tested. England was not as much. They got Panama and Tunisia, and then, like, the Belgian game was just pretty much a B-squad friendly. So you're right. I think England is going to be – I mean, that's why I'm saying England's not going to win easily, but it's going to be a very battle-tested match. So we'll see. I mean, to be honest, this – I can't say this Colombia's easiest bracket, because the last World Cup they were playing Uruguay and then Brazil, so Uruguay was a beatable team back then because they didn't have Luis Suarez. He was suspended. So, it'll be tougher than Uruguay. That I can tell you.
Yeah, I mean, but I think the funny thing, and I think whoever wins this game should be able to win the next one pretty easily. That's the funny thing, you know.
Yeah, you're right. It is a beatable. It's winnable, but I don't know. Sweden, I'm sorry, man. Sweden is they've beaten some teams out there, you know, shockingly. Obviously, Germany beat them barely, but we'll see what happens. Who is your dark horse overall for the second round? Do you think do you have a dark horse in mind, or do you think they're all pretty much contenders?
Well, first off, which match of the eight are you more, like, do you really want to see, like watch? Which is your favorite matchup, like, more exciting game?
I would say Uruguay-Portugal.
Yeah, I think it's between that one and Colombia and England. But every other team is kind of like, yeah, the dark horse, man.
I want to say Sweden. Sweden, if they would be a dark horse, it would be Sweden.
I would say Croatia. I mean, obviously people are saying Croatia is good, but I mean, come on. If you look at all the top teams, Croatia is not really being talked about as much. But I think I would put it out there. I think Croatia beat Spain, and then they'll make it to the final four on the other side of the bracket. And I think Croatia. I'm not convinced with Spain yet. You know, like you said. So I would say Croatia, I don't know if Colombia is considered a dark horse, but if they go through England, it's gonna be they have a chance. You know.
Well, yeah, I think if Colombia goes to the semis, they're a dark horse already. But I think Croatia had this squad for, like, almost two cycles. They got Rakitic and Modric. And I think, this is, like, their last World Cup they could, you know, like, in their prime that they're able to go deep. So Croatia is definitely – I mean, they beat Argentina, like, nothing. But I think Croatia is a very talented squad. They got some – and, like, most of them playing in, like, good clubs. So World Cup – 2018 second round. We got a daybreak today. I'm feeling really excited. You know, it could be a new champion. Brazil could erase that new champion thing, but we'll see what happens. Who's your? Go ahead.
Yeah, like, you know, I was thinking about this. You know how funny how they're saying, like, the right side of the bracket is easier than the left?
Yeah.
I have a feeling that somehow the right bracket, the games are going to be a lot more tough, like, harder to get through than the left side. I think the left side is going to be, like, just bad play. Maybe I think Brazil and Belgium, since one of them is going to get out earlier than expected because they're playing each other, who knows? Probably France, Uruguay, Portugal, and Argentina, they all might just, like, barely make it. You know, they're, like, just playing each other, and it's like, who's going to win? They're just playing horribly, for all we know. And the other side of the bracket, you know, they're all struggling. They're all struggling to beat each other because they're all playing so well, besides, obviously, Russia. They're all more even matches, I think. But, who's your final prediction? What do you think?
I think, for the final, I'm looking at Brazil. Oh, boy. I like to say Croatia. But if not Spain. Whoever wins that quarterfinal of Spain and Portugal, I mean Spain and Croatia, will go to the final.
That's the thing. I think when I look at all the brackets, all the like experts are picking and stuff like that, they have a lot of combinations of Brazil or Belgium and then Uruguay. I think they have Uruguay going to the final four like almost every time. They have Uruguay going through there a lot. Even maybe Portugal, they don't have France really going to the final four that often, and it's funny. But the other side of the bracket, they have England going through a lot. They have England as like one of the final four, and then playing Croatia or Spain. So the teams that are obviously more in line to the finals, that if you pick them and you have a good pick, would be Brazil against Spain, just because they're like, you know, the history and they're good teams. But I think one of them makes it through, man. So it all comes down, like you said, Croatia and Spain or Brazil and Belgium. Those two games, if they most likely play each other, that's going to be the game that decides who goes to the finals. But I think to the final four, I guess, Colombia or England are going to make the final four. I think that, you know, I think they're both, whoever wins that game is going to make the final four. And then from then on, who knows, you know?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I think there's a lot to talk about. We haven't seen the best of teams. And I think the knockout round, everyone starts clean. It's a clean slate. You know, the group stage, no one remembers the group stage anymore. Now it's the knockout. That's where you're remembered the most.
And there'll be a lot of intense penalty shootouts where you can have their star player miss a penalty kick to, you know, end it or something. Or that goalkeeper's going to get hot.
Yeah.
And block like two or three of them, you know. So it's going to be very interesting. One thing a possibility of a finals will be Belgium and Croatia, man. That'll be pretty interesting, like, first time, you know, to see something like that.
A Euro Cup, you're right. Belgium could very much go to the final in Croatia. Everyone would be like, what? and VAR. You know, speak about penalty kicks. VAR has been correct 99% of the time. You like VAR?
Hey, I'm all for it, man. I mean, I think it took way too long to finally implement it, but I'm actually liking it a lot, especially after that Colombia and Senegal, which I thought it was a penalty.
Me too.
And then they replayed it and it wasn't. So that was actually really good. It saved us. I was so happy. And I think that's I think that for every penalty call, they have to review it, even if it's clear, just in case, because I have seen people, the referee automatically call penalty, don't even review it. But I think just to make it fair for both sides, you have to review every penalty call. Just because you have the option to do it, just do it, you know?
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. George, how can people reach you?
That's it. YouTube.
You could say your email. People have said their emails or phone numbers.
No, not phone numbers. Webcom. Yeah, it's all email is eternal4288@gmail.com.
George, thanks, Sean. Really appreciate you watching the sportscast. Come back after the round of 16. Can you do that?
Yeah, for sure, man. I hope Colombia makes it. If Colombia doesn't make it, man, I'm going to be a little angry, so I probably won't do it, honestly.
The sportscast, World Cup edition. Thank you.